Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Krohn. Maseches Gittin has been dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas Shmar Yehu Ben Chaim.
Today's shiur is on Gittin Daf Yud. The Daf starts with a continuation of the Shakla Vitaria of the Gemara Vesu Leko V'Ha'ika, that L'chayra there are more cases where Shavu Gittin Nashim L'Shechruri Avadim. Why didn't the Braisa on Tesamar Aleph mention these other psulim and these other dinim? And the Gemara's maskana is ki katani milsa the lesser bikidushin, milsa the isa bikidushin like katani. We do not include dinim that are shavu by gitei nashim and shechurei avadim that are isa b'meseches isa bikidushin, milsa the isa bikidushin. Rashi explains that this is going on the psul of mechubar. And the din, the requirement that it has to be lishma, that even though these dinim are shavu begita nashim uveshechurei avadim, since they are also a milsa de isa bekedushin, kedushin also has to be written lishma ashtar kedushin, and ashtar kedushin is pasul b'mechuba lekarka. Therefore, it doesn't say it in the braisa. The Rashba over here on daf yud, and also in kedushin daf beis amid aleph, learns from this gemara that a shtar kedushin is possible if it is written on mechubar lekarka. Because since it says here that the psul of mechubar is a milsa de isa bekedushin, and that's why it's not enumerated in the braisa, we see here that the psul of mechubar lekarka is shayach to a shtar kedushin as well. The Ramah in Evan HaEzer, Simin Lamed Beis Sif Dalet, brings this shita la halacha that yesh oimrim that a shtar kedushin is possible if it's written b'mechubar, but the Ramah says v'yesh machshirim that there are those that are machshir. Some say that a shtar kedushin is allowed to be written b'mechubar lekarka, and the chelkas mechaykik over there in Evan HaEzer Simin Lamed Beis Sifkatan Zayin is matmiya. How could there be yesh machshirim? It's a gemara arucha over here in Gittin Daf Yud, that the reason why it doesn't say the psul mechubar is shavu begitei nashim and shechri avadim is because it's a milsa de isa bekedushin. So we see clear that the psul mechubar is shayach by ishtar kedushin as well. In addition to that, kasha, how could there be such a shita? It's a beferisha gemara. The Ramah, the source of the Ramah, that the Ramah says v'yesh machshirim, who is the yesh machshirim? Who is that shita? The makar of that shita is a tshuvas harashba in chelek aleph simin tav reish. So it comes out that the Rashba is Soyser Mishnasai. The Rashba himself in the Tshuva is the one who says that a shtar kedushin can be written b'mechubar lekarka. It's not possible mechubar. And here the Rashba in Gittin and the Rashba in Kedushin Dav Beis himself says that we see from this Beferish Gemara that the psul of mechubar is shayach by a shtar kedushin as well. The Bir HaGro over there in Evan HaEzer in Sifkatan Yud Aleph says that it must be that the Rashba was Chazarboy, that originally when he wrote the Tshuva at a young age, he felt that a shtar kedushin is kosher b'mechubar, but then he realized that from this Gemara, it's a raya that it's pasul, that the psul of mechubar is a milsa de isa b'kedushin, and therefore the Rashba here in Gittin and the Rashba in kedushin is the maskana's daitoy, that's his maskana, that a shtar kedushin is pasul b'mechubar. So it's not shver, how could the Rashba hold lamaisa that it's kosher, and that there's a stira in the Rashba, because lamaisa the Rashba holds at the end of the day that it is pasul, and that is taka al pi our gemara, and it's not a stira in the Rashba, it's a chazara in the Rashba, that the Rashba changed his mind and held lamaisa that it's pasul. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz atzal, in his shiurim on kiddush, on masecht kiddushin, printed in the Shari Chaim, in kiddushin simin dalid, anaf gimel, says that you could say a different answer to the stira in the Rashba. You don't have to say that the Rashba was Chazarboy. It could be that the Tshuvas HaRashba and the Chidushei HaRashba are talking about two different cases of Mechubar. Because as we know, there are two psulim of Mechubar Lekarka. One of them is when a get is written on something when it's attached to the ground, and then you detach it from the ground and hand it to the lady. It was Nichtav B'Mechubar, but it was Nitan B'Talush. It was given when it was already detached. Then there's another psul when the thing is written b'mechubar lekarka and you give it to her while it's still mechubar lekarka. You write it on the branch of a tree and then hand over to her that branch while it's still connected to the ground. You put it in her hand, and that's also a psul of mechubar. Rashi on Daf Tes Amid Beis says that our Shakla V'Tarya is talking about the first psul of Mechubur. Because Rashi says that the source is, because it says V'chasa V'nasan, it's mashma that there's no stage in between the Ksiva and the Nesina. Yotza Zeh Shem Mechusar Ketzitza, that this is Mechusar Ketzitza, you have to detach it, cut it off from being Mechubur L'Karka in between the Ksiva and the Nesina. So that's the psul that our Gemara is discussing. The Rashba later on Daf Chof Aleph Amid Beis says that in the second case, in the case where you hand it while it's still mechuber, that's also pasul, but that's learned out from a different drasha. That's because it says the word v'nosan, and v'nosan is mashma, a dover hanitan miyad liyad, something that's not attached to the ground at all, and it could be given totally into the person's hand, and they could walk away with it. And therefore, if these are two different psulim, one psul because it's mechusar ketzitza between the ksiva and the nesina, and another psul is because it's not v'nasan biyada, therefore it could be it's not a stira in the Rashba. Because that Tshuvas HaRashba is clearly discussing the psul when the object is still mechubar lekarka. That's what it says there in the Tshuvas HaRashba. So therefore, it could be that the Rashba in Chidushim, over here and in Kiddushin, when he says that you see from our Gemara that the Psul Mechubar is a Milsa De'isa B'Kiddushin, that's referring to the Psul of Mechusar Ketzitza that Rashi says that our Sugi is talking about. If you write the Shtar Kiddushin B'Mechubar, and then you detach it from the ground and hand it to the woman, that's Psul, that's a Milsa De'isa B'Kiddushin. However, the Rashba Netshuva, when he says that he's machshir, a shtar kiddushin b'mechubar, that means when you hand it over while it's still mechubar, then it wasn't mechusar ketzitza. That's tam, not a dover hanitin miyad liyad. That psul, the Rashba, it could be holds that that psul does not apply to a shtar kiddushin. That is the shtickel Torah of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, in which case it wouldn't be a stira in the Rashba, and would also not be shver on that Tshuvas HaRashba from our Gemara, because the two Rashbas are talking about two different cases of the Psul Mechubar, and in the case where it's still Mechubar, that's where the Rashba means to say that there is no Psul, and therefore it's not a stira from our Gemara, because our Gemara is talking about the first case, the case where it's Mechusar Ketzitza, and only there the Gemara says it's a Milsa De'isa B'Kiddushin. It's Kedai to be Ma'ir, though, that from the Ramah, we see not like either of these Tirutzim. Firstly, the Vilna Gaon said that the Rashba was chazar boy. The Rashba is not really machshir b'mechubar lekarka, a shtar kedushin. The Rashba used to think that, b'tchilas yamov, but then he was chazar. But if the Ramah held like that, then how could the Ramah say, yesh poislim v'yesh machshirim? Some say it's pasul and some say it's kosher. There is nobody that says that it's kosher, halacha l'maisa. Even that Deya that said that it was kosher was the Tshuvas HaRashba. The Rashba himself was chayzer b'sayif yamav and held that it's possible because of Arba Feirush Gemara. So we see from the Rashba Nishtazoi, we see from the Ramah, I mean, that the Ramah holds that the Rashba in the Tshuva holds lamaisa, that it is kosher b'mechubah l'karka. Not that the Rashba was chayzer b'sayif yamav and held that it's possible, or else the Ramah wouldn't have said lamaisa in his days v'yesh machshirim, that some are machshir. So we see that the Ramah did not hold like the Shtikl Torah of the Vilna Gaon. In addition to that, it's not mashma in the Ramah like the Shaarei Chaim, like Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, because the Ramah doesn't mention the two types of psulim of mechubar, the two cases of mechubar bechlal. He says yesh poislim v'yesh machshirim. Some say it's pasul and some say it's kosher. It's mashma that the Tshuvas HaRashba held that mechubar lekarka, a shtar that's mechubar lekarka, is kosher for a shtar kedushin, not just in the case when it's still mechubar lekarka, and not the normal case, the case of our sugya that it's talking about. The psul of mechusar ketzitza, the stimus lashon haramah, is definitely mashma that the Rashba in the tshuva is machshir b'chol oifen. And the truth is, if you look there in the Rashba and the tshuva inside in chelek aleph siman tav reish, the Rashba, after he says that a shtar kedushin is kosher b'mechubar, he asks on himself from our Gemara. So it's not a new kasha that the Achrayinim discovered, a kasha on the Rashba from our Gemara. The Rashba himself asks a kasha on our Gemara, and from our Gemara, and says, V'yesh lefarsha b'inyan acher. You could explain the Gemara differently. Ein hachanami, according to the simple pshat with Rashi, it comes out from our Gemara that the psul of mechubar is a milsa de'isa b'kiddushin, and therefore we see that shtar kiddushin is possible b'mechubar, but yesh lefarsha b'inyan acher. But the Rashba wasn't megala to us this new pshat that it's possible to say in our Gemara, to make it that there is no psul of a shtar kedushin b'mechubar lekarka. But al kolpanim, we see from that back and forth of the Tshuvas HaRashba that the Rashba held that a shtar kedushin is kosher b'mechuba l'karka, and not like his opinion in his kedushim over here in Gittin and in kedushin. So the ha'ara that there's a stira in the Rashba still exists, but you have to say that the Rashba when chidushim learned like the pashat pshat, like Rashi, that comes out then that a shtar kedushin is possible mechubal karka, and the Rashba in the tshuva was going with a different pshat in the sugya, and he paskin la halacha in the tshuva that a shtar kedushin is kosher based on some different pshat in the Gemara, but it's not that he's talking about two different psulim, and it's not that he was chayzer. The Rashba has two different drachim. According to one, it comes out that a shtar kedushin is kosher, and that's how he paskin in the tshuva. According to the other derech, like the pashat pshat in our Gemara, it comes out that it's possible, but that's an important ha'ara that the Achrayim are ma'ayir, and really the Rashba himself in the Tshuva is ma'ayir, that according to the simple pshat with Rashi in our Gemara, it comes out from our Gemara that a shtar kedushin is possible b'machuber. It's important to point out that the Rashba in Kedushin Daf Beis Amud Aleph says that the psul that there is by Kedushin when it's mechuba l'karka is only when you're mekadish b'toyra shtar. But if you write something on mechuba, if you want to be mekadish a woman with something that's mechuba l'karka in the kiddush with the gather of kiddushei kesef, that it has a value of a shava pruta and you want to give it to her, then that is kosher b'mechuber. The Rashba brings that the Baal Ha'itur held that it's possible b'mechuber even when you're mekadosh or b'tayras kiddushei kesef, but the Rashba argues on that and says that when it's begedah kiddushei kesef, then there is no psul. The whole psul from mechuber is learnt out, as Rashi says, from the hekesh of Havaya liyetziah v'yatzal v'haisa, and that is only when you're doing a shtar kiddushin similar to a get. A get has to be done b'shtar. So a shtar kiddushin is similar to a shtar gerushin, but when you're doing it b'tayras kiddushei kesef, if there is no source to say that it's possible mechuber, therefore the Rashba says it's kosher to be mekadosh b'kedushei kesef with something that's mechuber. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in that piece in the Shari Chaim in Kedushin Siman Dalet is medayik that way from Rashi by us as well, because when Rashi is discussing the psul of mechuber, Rashi says u'mechuber isa nami b'shtar kedushin. Rashi doesn't just say like the Lashon HaGemara that it's isa b'kedushin. Rashi says b'shtar kedushin. Says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, it's medayik like the Rashba and not like the Baal HaItur. It's medayik that the psul of mechuba l'karka that's isa b'kedushin is not in general in any type of kedushin, specifically by a shtar kedushin, which is learned out v'yotza v'haisa from a shtar geyushin. That's where we have a psul mechuber. But Rashi Shita would be like the Rashba. Rashi Shita would be like the Rashba that when a person is mekadish b'toyres kedushei kesef, then he could even be mekadisher with an item that's mechuba l'karka. The Gemara ends off by asking v'hachazara gufa isa b'kedushin. The case of Chazara, which the Braisa mentions on Daf Tes Amud Beis, that Ukedivir Rab Meir Ba'arba, if one sends a get b'yad shliach or a shtar shichur b'yad shliach, rotza lachzor b'shneim yachzor, according to Rab Meir, that is also Isa b'kedushin, because if one sends a kedushin through a shliach, he also can be chayzer. And the Gemara answers b'shlichus ba'al karcha to be geirushin Isa u'v'kedushin lesa. Rashi explains that by a shlichus of a get and a shtar shichur, you could send a shliach to do these things, even bal karcha of the makabel, bal karcha of the isha, and bal karcha of the eved. However, by kedushin, one can't send a shliach to be makadish and isha bal karcha, because kedushin needs her das. Toisvis dibur amaschel b'shlichus bal karcha is very bothered with Rashi's pshat, because al karcha, we're not talking over here about a case where one sent a shliach to be meshacher and eved, and you don't have the eved's consent on that shlichus. Because if that would be the case, Rabbanan nami moidu dechayzer be'eved, ve'ein zachin loy bal karchoy. Even though the Rabbanan hold that shichur from avdus is a schus, still, if this eved lemaisa doesn't want it, so then surely you can't be zachin la'adam bal karchoy. And then the master would be able to be chayzer, because there wouldn't be a shichur yet. So if the fact that the Braisa says Kedivra Meir Barba and not according to the Rabbanon, that shows me that we're not talking about a case where one made a shliach l'shachar es avdoi bal karchoi. So what does Rashi mean that that's the case that we're referring to, that a shtar shichur and a get, you could make a shliach even bal karchoi of the recipient? However, the Rashba brings down Rashi a little bit differently. Not that we're actually talking about a case where a person made a shliach to be meshacher his eved bal karchoi. In that case, everyone would be moida that you could be chayzer. All we're saying is that the shlichus lagabi get and shtar shichur is different than the shlichus lakadesh isha. Because by get and by shtar shichur, one can make a shliach, even bal karchai, of the isha and the eved. Whereas by kiddushin, a person can't make a shliach bal karchai of the isha hamiskadeshes. But einachanami, that's not the case that we're referring to when we say that the adin could be chayzer. The case that we're referring to, that the adin could be chayzer only l'Reb Meir and not like the Rabbanon, that's talking about where there was the consent of the Eved in this shlichus. But all the Gemara is saying, according to Rashi, is the way the Rashba brings it down, is that the shlichus of get and Eved can be bal karchai of the Isha and of the Eved. The truth is, Tosfos quotes Rashi as saying Shashliach Zeh Nase Shliach Etzloi Bal Karchoi. That's why Tosfos understood that we're talking about a case, according to Rashi, where the Shliach was made in Eved to be Meshacher. The Shliach was made a Shliach to be Meshacher the Eved, and it was Bal Karchoi of the Eved. The Eved did not consent to the Shlichus. But the Lashon of Rashi Lefaneinu is to Hashliach Zeh Mishtaleach Etzlo Lagarsha Bal Karchoi. And that could fit in with the way the Rashba is saying, not that we're actually talking about that this shliach is nase shliach bal karchoi of the eved, but we're just saying that shlichus l'shachar eved can be done bal karchoi. But in the case that we say that the adon could be chayzer according to Reb Meir and not according to the Rabbanon, that is referring to a case where there was the consent of the eved for this shlichus. Tosfos has a different pshat in the Gemara in the name of Rabbeinu Chananel. Tosfos brings from Rabbeinu Chananel that einachanami, by kedushin, the person who sends the kedushin ayidei shliach could be chayzer. However, the Gemara calls that by kedushin lesser, because by kedushin there is no chiddush. If a person sends a shliach lahaylocha, obviously before the shliach gives over the kedushin to the isha, you could be chayzer. However, by yishtar shichur and by gitei nashim, they are shoven that there's a chiddush in the halacha that you could be chayzer and you could retract the shlichus. Dekivon the Ba liyad hashliach, since the get and the shtar shichur came liyad hashliach, ki ilu ba liyad adami. It's as if the get reached the hand of the isha, and it's as if the shtar shichur reached the hand of the eved, kivan she'en yichon la'akiv. And therefore, hava amina de'en yachol achzor. There's a hava amina that you can't be chayzer. What does Tosfos mean? That by kedushin there is no chiddush that you could be chayzer. You could always retract the shlichus. But by get and by shtar shichur, there's a chiddush that you could retract the shlichus. Why is that a chiddush? L'chayra, you could always retract the shlichus, because as the Gemara says in Kiddushin, Daf Nun Tes, Amud Aleph, Asi Dibur Umavatal Dibur. You had a Dibur to appoint a shliach, now you have a Dibur to retract that appointment, that Minu Shlichus. So why is there a Chiddush just because a Shtar Shichur and a Get could be given over to the Evan and to the Isha Bal Karchar? Why is that a Havamina that you can't retract your shlichus? The Lashon of Tosis is that once it came Liana Shliach, it's Ki'ilu Ba Liyad Adami, it's as if it came to the hand of the Isha. But l'chayra, that's a plia atzuma. What does that mean? That it's ke'ilu, it came to the yad ha'isha. Surely there is no gerushin until it actually reaches the isha. You can't say that she's miskareshes when the get is in the hand of the shliach, if this is not her shliach l'kabbalah, if it's a shliach l'haylocha of the baal. So the Birchas Avram over here, Rabbi Avram Erlanger, explains this based on a yesoid that the Mordechai says in the beginning of the second parak in Kedushin, in the name of the Kadosh Miradush. The Mordechai says in the sugya of Mili Loi Memseren L'Shliach that when a person gives over a kedushin, a tabas, to give, to be makadish in Isha, that is begeder Mili. And therefore, by Mili Loi Memseren L'Shliach, the rule is that even though that shlichus works, but a shliach can't make another shliach. Because that is Mili Loi Memseren L'Shliach. Since it's only words, it's only that you made this person a shliach with words, so he can't pass that on to another shliach. But by a get, when a person gives a get to a shliach and asks this shliach to be megarish his wife, then it's not only mili, and the shliach haget can make another shliach as well, because kesheyagia haget liyad hashliach harehu keilu miskareshes. It's as if she's miskareshes. Sharei hashliach yochel legarsha bal karcha, because the shliach has koyach to be megarish or bal karcha. And the hesber in this is that when you give over a shlichus, when you appoint a shliach to make a chalois, so you're giving over koyach, that you have a koyach to do something, and now you're giving over that koyach, that the shliach with his action could be poil the chalois. when you give over a koyach to be mekadesh and isha, that's a simple koyach. You need the das of the isha to go along with it. But when you give over a koyach to be megarish an isha, or to be meshacher an eved, since those things work baal karchay of the recipient, you're giving over a lot of koyach. And therefore, it's ke'ilu hi miskareshes. Of course, the chalois didn't take place yet, but it's so close because you don't even need the das of the other party. And therefore, what you're giving over is stronger. That's why the Mordechai says in the name of the Kaddish Miradush that that's not only mili, that's loy memser and l'shliach. That is more than mili. You're giving over something tangible. You're giving over something that now the koyach is greater, that you could be megarish the isha bal karcha, or meshacher the eved bal karcha, and therefore that is not in the category of mili. If that's the case, says the Birchas Avram, that's what Tosis means here, in the name of Rabbeinu Chananel as well. True osi dibur umavatel dibur. When you send a shliach to be mekadesh and isha, that's a simple dibur of minui shlichus, and it's pashut that you could be chayzer, asi dibur mevatel dibur. But when you send a shliach legarish as a isha or leshachres a eved, that those actions can help be pile the gerishin or the shichur, even bal karchay of the recipient, you have given over a lot stronger of a koyach. So therefore, I would think that you can't be chayzer. Begeder ein asi dibur umevatel maisa. That maybe that has the chashivas of a maisa, and that's the kamashmal on the chiddush that calls man that there is no actual chalois shichur or chalois gerishin, you could be chayzer. But that's what the Gemara means here, that it's shavu begite nashem v'shichuri avadim, that it's isa b'chazara. True, by kiddushin also it's isa b'chazara, but b'shlichus bal karcha to be gerishin isa over kiddushin lesa. That because gerishin and shtar shichur works bal karcha of the isha and of the eved, therefore there is a chiddush that you could retract the shlichus. It's not considered osi dibur mevatel maisa. Adarabba, it's still considered osi dibur mevatel dibur, since the chalois did not take place yet. But there at least it's a chiddush, because one could have thought that it was begeder loy osi dibur mevatel maisa, because you've given over a strong koyach. That's a milsa de lesa b'kiddushin, because since kiddushin always needs the dasa isha as well, therefore it's a simple mili and a simple dibur in the minui shlichus, and therefore would be no chiddush that the mekadesh could retract his shlichus before the kiddushin reaches the hand of the isha. There is another Yesoidus Tikka Ha'ara, Besiyum, this sugya of Shavu Gitei Nashem L'Shechurei Havadim, that the Mefarshim bring up, that there's a Gemara later on Daf Chav Dalet Amar Aleph, and on Daf Ayin Ches Amar Aleph, that says that if a person tells his wife, Tali Giteich Me'al Gabi Karka, it does not work. The only way a get works is if v'nasam biyada, he gives it in her hand. But if he puts it down on the floor and asks her to take it from the floor, tli gitech me'al gabei karka, that doesn't work. So the question is, why doesn't it say in the Braisa that this is another way that shavu gitei nashem l'shechurei avadim? Because by shechurei avadim as well, l'shtar shechur, but pashtus with the gzeira shava, la, it has the same rules as a nesinas get, and just like nesinas get has to be miyada liyada, or through a shliach, but it can't be tli gitech ma'al gabe karka. The same thing, a shtar shichur should have to be given from the hand of the adoin to the hand of the eved, or a shliach, but tli shtar shichur ma'al gabe karka should not work. Yet the Braisa here doesn't say that a similarity between Gitei Nashem and Shechuri Avadim, and in the whole Shakla Vataria of Asu Leka V'Ha'ika, the Gemara doesn't ask that question. Why not? L'chayra, this is a way that Shavu Gitei Nashem L'Shechuri Avadim, Rabbi Akiva Eger on Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, and the Ktsois HaChoshen in Simen Kuf Chaf Hei, Sivkot and Dalet, both assume as a Dover Pashut that by Shtar Shichur as well, there's a Chisaron of Kli Gitech Me'al Gabei Karka. And the Hesber is, like we just said, that the rules of giving a Shtar Shichur are similar to the rules of giving a get isha. And therefore, according to this opinion, which the Rashash assumes later on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis as well, and it's Mefurish in Rishonim, the Ritva, in Kiddushin, Daf Chav Gimel Amid Beis, all these Mefarshim, the Rishonim and the Achroinim, assume that by Ishtar Shichur there is a Chisaron of Tli Gitech Me'al Gabei Karka. And according to this, the question comes up, why doesn't the Gemara say that this is another similarity between Gitei Nashim and Shechuri Avadim? The Me'iri in our Sugya is Oimir on this question, and says that we see from this mikayach, this question, that by a shtar kiddushin, we have the same problem of tli kiddushich me'al gabi karka. And if that's the case, it's a milsa de isa b'kiddushin, and that's why it doesn't say it. The only things that we say, l'maskanas hasugya, of shavu gitei nashem l'shechurei avadim, is a milsa de lesa b'kiddushin. this thing is a milsa de'isa b'kiddushin, because if a person gives a kiddushin in a way of tli kiddushayich me'al gabi karka, that would be a chisaron. That there is no beferish a gemara that says that there's such a chisaron. But the Me'iri says that we prove it from this gemara. A yesod that comes out of this gemara. Because if not for that, then the gemara would have mentioned, or the brisa should have mentioned, that this is a way that shavu gite nashal m'shechri avadim. If the brisa doesn't mention this, and the gemara doesn't even ask, it must be because it's a milsa de'isa b'kiddushin, and therefore the lamaskonas ha'sugya, it's answered with that yesod, that milsa de'isa b'kiddushin loy katani. And we see from here then that the chisaron of kligitech melgabi karka applies by kiddushin as well. However, if you look in the Beis Shmuel and Evin HaEzer Simin Lamed, in the very beginning of Simin Lamed, and the Avni Miluim over there, they bring a big machlokes ha-poiskim. There are some poiskim who hold that by Kedushin, there is no chisaron of Tliki Dushayich Me'algabi Karka, unlike what the Me'iri proves from our Gemara. And according to those poiskim, Hadra Kushya L'duchta, the question comes back, if it's Taka Amilsa, the lesser B'Kedushin, by Kedushin there is no chisaron, if you say to take it out me'al gabei karka, so then why taka does the Braisa not say that b'zeh shavu gitei nashim l'shechuri avadim, that there's a din that there has to be a nesina miyad liyad, and t'ligitech me'al gabei karka does not work? The Nesivus in Simen Kuf Pei Hei, Sifkatan Aleph, and in his Sefer Toiras Gitin, right here in our sugya on Daf Tes Amid Beis, assumes, like the Poiskim, that there is no chisaron by Kedushin of Tligitech Malgabe Karka, unlike the Me'iri. And therefore, the Nesivus asks this question, why Taka doesn't it say in our Gemara that it's Shavu Gitei Nashim L'Shechruy Avadim in this way that there's a psul of Tligitech Malgabe Karka? And that's a milsa de lesa be Kedushin, because by Kedushin there is no chisaron. Says the Nesivus, it's muchach then from this Gemara that by Shtar Shechur there is taken no chisaron of Tli Gitech Me'al Gabi Karka. Unlike what we just brought from Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Ktsois and the Rashash and the Ritvan Kiddushin that assumed Pashut that by Shtar Shechur there is a chisaron of Tli Gitech Me'al Gabi Karka similar to Get Isha, the Nesiva says if the Gemara here makes no mention of it, the Braisa doesn't list it, and the Gemara never asks that it should say Bozeh Shavu Gitei Nashal M'Shechurei Avadim, it must be that by Shtar Shechur, even though we learn out a number of dinim from Get Isha, from the Gzeir Shava of La, but this din that there has to be an Asina Miyad Liyad and Kli Shtar Shechur Me'al Gabei Karka, that wouldn't work, that must be that we don't learn out from Get Isha. And Taka, if you tell an Eved Tli Shtar Shechur, or take the Shtar Shechur Me'al Gabei Karka, that would Taka be a Kashura Shechur Avadim. And the Nesiva says that I see this from the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Avodim, Perek Vav Halacha Hei, says, B'shisha Dvarim Shavin Shechruy Avodim L'Gitei Nashim. There are six ways that Gitei Nashim and Shechruy Avodim are the same. The Rambam lists the three that are mentioned in the Brais of our Sugya, but he also lists things that are Isa B'Kedushin. For example, Lishma and Mechubar and other dinim. So the Rambam doesn't do like the Gemara that says only things that it's Milsa de Lesa B'Kedushin. The Rambam lists things that are Milsa de Isa B'Kedushin as well, says the Nesivus. So then surely on the Rambam it's Shver. Why didn't the Rambam say that this is a similarity between Gitei Nashim and Shechuri Avodim? That just like a Get Isha has to be given Miyad Liyad, and Tli Gitech Me'al Gabei Karka does not work, a Shtar Shechur also has to be given Miyad Liyad. And on the Rambam you can't even say that Milsa de Isa B'Kedushin Loi Katani, because the Rambam says things that are Isa B'Kedushin as well. It's Muchach from the Rambam then, says the Nesivus, that Taka by a Shtar Shechur there is no Chisaron of Tli Shtar Shechur Me'al Gabei Karka. That is only by Get, and that's why the Rambam doesn't say that this is a way that Shave Gitei Nashim L'Shechuri Avodim. Al Kopanim, from our sugya here, it's Muchach to say, Achas Me'ashtayim. If you're going to assume that by a Shtar Shechur there is a Chisaron of Tli Gitech Me'al Gabei Karka, like Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Ktsois and the Rashash understood, and that's the sheet of the Ritva and Kedushin as well, then it'll be muchach that chisaron is Isa b'Kedushin, as the Me'iri says by us, that by Kedushin as well, if you say Tali Kedushayich Me'algabi Karka, it won't work. And that's why our sugya makes no mention of this comparison, of this similarity, because it's a milsa de Isa b'Kedushin. However, if you're going to assume, like the Paiskim, that by Kedushin there is no problem, then you'll have to be mechiach from this Gemara, like the Nesivus does, which is that there is no chisaron of Tli Shtar Shechur Me'al Gabei Karka, because if there would be a chisaron, then the Braisa and the Gemara would have made mention of that similarity between Gitei Nashim and Shechuri Avadim. And therefore, if it's not a milsa the Isa B'Kiddushin, and there is no other answer to the question, or if you hold like the Rambam that lists things that are Isa B'Kiddushin, it would be Muchach then that by a Shtar Shichur, by the Nesina of a Shtar Shichur, it does not have to be Miyad Liyad. You could even say Tali Shtar Shichur Me'al Gabi Karka. In the Sugya of Get Sheyeshal of Eid Kusi, the Gemara says that our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rebbe Lazar that says that usually an Eid Kusi cannot be relied upon. However, we're talking over here regarding the Chasim Yisrael LeBesayif that a Yisrael signed at the bottom of the get. The Ilav de Kusi Chaver Hava Loi Machtem Leimi Kamei. If not for the fact that the Kusi was a Chaver and could be relied upon, then the Yisrael would never have let him sign ahead of himself. Taisvis Hanamid Beis Dibur Hamaschel Ilav says Tema Im Kein Kule Shtara Miskayim Apuma Dechad Yisrael the Chasim LeBesayif. Then the entire shtar is miskayim, is valid, only because of this chad Yisrael, of this one Yisrael who is signing lebesayif. Because mitzar atzmai, we wouldn't rely on the kusi. We're only relying on the eid kusi because we have the umdana of the Yisrael letting him sign before him. And if that's the case, the entire shtar is really miskayim, apuma dechad Yisrael, because of this one Yisrael. Taisis doesn't say clearly what his kasha is. So what? L'chayra, you have two edim on the shtar, on the get, and it's miskayim apuma dechad Yisrael. It's really all in the schus of that Yisrael. That Yisrael is a kosher eid himself, and because he let the kusi sign ahead of him, so he's machshir the kusi as well. But what's the problem of kule shtar miskayim apuma dechad Yisrael? Rav Yisrael Zalman in the Evan Ha'azel, Hilchas Avodin, Perek Vav, Halacha Vav, says that Tosis is bothered based on the Gemara in Ksubis Tav Chof Aleph Amar Aleph, because the Gemara says there, Lagabe Yashtar Mamon, that it's impossible for us to have a situation where Kol Mamon Nechi Riva Nafik Apuma Dechad Sada, that all of the Mamon minus a quarter, meaning 3/4 of the Mamon, is able to be taken out on the Schus of one Sada, on one Eid. In other words, when two Eidim sign a shtar or are mekayim a shtar, each one is responsible for chatzi hadavar. Each one has the koyach here for half of the Eidus. Then together with the two of them, you have a full Eidus. But if one person is only valid because the other person validates him, and then it turns out, if let's say Reuven and Shimon are signed on the shtar, and we could only believe that this is Reuven's signature because Shimon is Mekayim Reuven's signature, Ayin Shom in the case of the Gemara there in Ksubis, then it turns out that Shimon is not just responsible for his part of the Eidus, but he is needed as well for Reuven's part of the Eidus. So Shimon is really responsible for 3/4 of the money being extracted from the Baldover, and therefore that's not a valid shtar in such a situation, because each one has to be responsible for chatzi adavar and not more than that. So just like the Gemara says there, lagabi yashtar mamoin, so it would be the same thing lagabi yaget. If the hechsher of one aid is only because of an umdana of the other aid's signature, therefore it turns out that the aid Yisrael over here is responsible for more than half of the aidus. He's responsible for 3/4 of the aidus, and therefore that would be a problem. Rav Baruch Ber in the Bircha Shmuel Simen Chaf understands that this is the way the Chsam Sofer learned Pshat in Tosfos as well. Lamaisa, this Pshat in Tosfos is very sasum because Tosfos should have brought the Gemara in Ksubis Tav Chaf Aleph. Tosfos shouldn't just assume that we know it. It's not a Svara Pshuta. It seems like a Gzeres HaKasuv. But Tosfos should have brought this Gemara if the crux of his kasha was based on that Gemara. In addition to that, if we look at the Tosfos HaRosh, we see that the Tosfos HaRosh understood that wasn't the question. The Tosfos HaRosh says the same kasha as Tosfos. V'teima im kein miskayim kule shtara achad sada. Kula milsa samchina naha Yisrael dechasim, because the entire shtar needs the fact that this Yisrael is signing. And the Tosfos HaRosh says that some people wanted to answer this question based on the yisoid that the reason that an eid echad is not neman by himself is not because there is a chshash meshaker, a chshash that he is lying. Rather, it's a gzeiras melech. It's a gzeiras hakasev. Just like the Gemara says in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Nun Tesamad Aleph, that kroivim are not neman for edus, even if there is no chshash meshaker. For example, Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKoyen, who are sure that they're not lying, but still they'll be possible for edus because they are kroivim. Therefore, the same thing is an eid echad. Even if we have no chshash meshaker, still an eid echad can't be an eid.
So what does the Taisa Rosh mean? People want to bring a raya mikoyach this question. Let's say that that's taka true, that an eid echad is not because of a chshash mishaker, the psul of an eid echad is a gzeiras hakosav. How does that help the situation over here? Still, lemaisa, the entire shtar needs the edus of the Yisrael. The Yisrael's edus on his own, and also the umdana that he let the kusi sign in front of him. How does that yisoy that it's a gzeiras hakosav and not a chshash mishaker answer the question? It would seem from the Taisa Rosh that what Taisus is bothered by is a different point, that Taisus Taka understood in his question, and Taisus never changed from this assumption, that the psul of an Eid Echad to testify is because there's a chshash mashaker, there's a chshash that he's telling a lie. Only when you have two Eidim that have a cheskas kashrus, then we say we are sure that they're not lying. But when one Eid testifies, then there is a chshash mashaker. And the Sefer HaChinuch says so beferish in mitzvah Tav Kuf Chav Gimel, that the reason that an Eid Echad is possible is because there's a chshash that he's going to lie. Only when we have two Eidim do we say that there is no chshash mashaker. If that's the case, Taisus is asking, true, at the end of the day here you have two Eidim, but we're relying on the honesty of one, because the Yisrael's signature here is relying on the honesty of the Yisrael. The Kusi Mitzad Atzmai can't be relied upon, according to Shitas Rabbi Lazar. The only way we rely on him is because of the Umdana of the Yisrael, that the Yisrael let him sign first. Well, if that's the case, you're relying again on the Nemonis of the Yisrael. We're relying on the Yisrael to validate not just the Yisrael's signature, but also the Goy's signature. If the Yisrael is... it has a chshash meshaker, so then if everything is being relied on his accountability, on his ne'amanus, so then you're still going to have a problem here. And that says the Taisus Arash, that some want to prove from here that there is no chshash meshaker. Really, when an Eid Echad says something, we don't have a chshash that he's lying. He has a cheskas kashrus, we could assume that he's telling the truth, as we find that Eid Echad nemen b'yisurim, just as a gzeiras hakasav by money, by a din of mammon, or by a davisha be'erva, then Eid, that it's and not pachus mishnayim, you need two edim. That's a gzeiras hakosav that a shtar needs two edim. And if that's the case, if it's only a gzeiras hakosav over here, at the end of the day, you have two edim. True, they're relying on the amitus, on the honesty and integrity of this one Yisrael. But at the same time, once the Yisrael not only testifies himself, but also shows us that he believes that the Eid Kusi is an Ish Neman, and therefore he let him sign in front of him. Therefore, now we have two Kasher Eidim, and Mimela, the Shtar would be good. Taisus Harosh says that over here it's not a Raya, like these Yeshe Reitzim Ladaktik Mikan, that it's a Gzeres HaKosav and not a Chshash Meshaker, because the Olam we could say it is a Chshash Meshaker, and we'll answer Taisus' Kasher like Taisus answers. Taisus says v'yesh loymar that over here ain lachush, since really a kusi is kasha midaraisa, we were just worried that he was not telling the emes. So because the Yisrael let him sign first, then it's muchacha milsa that he's not a chashad and that he's someone who tells the emes. But al kolpanim, Taisus Arash shows us what's pshat in the Taisus, that Taisus's question is based on the assumption, like the Sefer HaChinuch, that an Eid Echad is a chshash meshaker, and that was Taisus's problem over here, that the entire shtar is being saimich on the honesty and integrity of this one Yisrael, and if there's a chshash meshaker by one, so how could that work? And therefore the Taisus Arash says that if you say that it's taka agzeres hakosav, which the Taisa Rosh brings that opinion, we have that opinion as well in the Rishonim, in the Tshuvas HaRashba, HaMiyuchasis LaRamban, Simin Sadi Dalid, brought down by the Ktsois HaChoshen and Simin Lamed, Sivkotan Tes, the Rashba Taka says that the psul of an Eid Echad is not because of a Chshash Meshaker, it's because of a Gzeres HaKosav. If you would Taka say like that, that would be an answer to the Kasha of Taisus and the Taisa Rosh, that if it's just a Gzeres HaKosav, at the end of the day, once we have the Yisrael letting the Kusi sign in front of him, now you have two Kosher Eidim. Al Kopanim, if the Pshat in Toisvis' Kasha we're showing from the Toisa Rosh is not Machmas the Gemara in Ksubis Tavchof Aleph Amid Aleph, it's because of a different Svara that there is a Chshash Meshaker here, we could clear why Taka didn't Toisvis ask from the Gemara in Ksubis Tavchof Aleph. If there is a Yisoid like that, that by a Shtar Mamoin, all the Mamoin has to be coming out, half because of one aid, half because of the other aid, and you can't have 3/4 of the Mamoin coming out Mikoyach one aid, so why don't we say the same thing by Get? So for that, we have a Taisus Arash himself, later on Daf Tes Vav Amid Aleph, Dibur HaMaschel Afilu, in the beginning of the second parak, where the Taisus Arash says, Klara Diburim, that Yisoid of the Gemara in Ksubis Tav Chof Aleph is only said by Mamoin. The Dafka Gabi Mamoin Mischalik L'chatzon U'L'Revoin. Only by money do we make that klal, that half the money has to be coming out from each of the two Eidim, and you can't have one Eid responsible for three quarters of the money. Masha'ein came by get, we don't say such a klal. By get, everyone who is saying Eidus is important, and it's considered each one taking care of a chatzi davar, even if one Eid needs the other Eid in order to testify that he's telling the truth, or that his signature is valid and he's not an Adam Chashur, it still is considered that half of the Eidus is from one person, and half of the Eidus is another person, and therefore the klal of the Gemara in Ksubis does not apply to Gittin. Memela, that teaches us the side over here, why the Taisis and the Tais HaRash didn't ask the way Rav Yisrael Zalman understands from that Gemara in Ksubis. The Kasha was a different Kasha altogether, that since Lamaisa we need the Yisrael's honesty to tell us that this Kusi is an Eid Kasher, to tell us that he's not a Chashid, so then there should be a Chashash Meshaker. If we're Chashash one Eid to be Meshaker, over here there should be a Chashash Meshaker. And on that, one Teretz is that Ein Echanami in Eid Echad is not a Chashash Meshaker. It's just a Gzeres HaKosov, and here at the end of the day, we have two Eidim, and therefore it's not a Psol, it's not a problem. Or the Teretz of Taisis, which is that Ein Echanami with one Eid, it would be a Chashash Meshaker. But over here, you have two Eidim, because the Kusi Be'emes is a Kosher Eid. The only thing is that we weren't sure, maybe he's a Chashid on these in Yonim, and on that we say that once there's an Umdana, that the Yisrael let him sign first, then we have Lebesayiv two Kosher Eidim on the get. Lahalocha, in the case of Eid Kusi, the Rambam in Hilchos Avodim, Perek Vav, Halacha Vav, paskins that by Shar Shtarois in Eid Echad Kusi is possible. However, by Gitei Noshim and Shechrurei Avodim, in Eid Echad Kusi is kosher. If you have one Eid that's a Yisrael and one Eid that's a Kusi, then the Get and the Shtar Shechur are kosher. The Lechem Mishnah over there in Hilchos Avodim is Matmia, why the Rambam doesn't say the Tanai that only if the Kusi is signed first do we say that the Get and the Shtar Shechur is kosher. Our Gemara says that only if it's signed in that order that the Yisrael is signed second, so then we have an Umdana that if he let the Kusi sign first, it must be that the Kusi is not Chashud, and the Kusi is an honest person. But the Rambam doesn't say such a Tanai. The Rambam is Mashma that any time one Yisrael is signed on the Shtar and another Kusi is signed, that's good enough by Gitei Nashim and Shechurei Avadim. Why does he not say the Tanai of our Gemara? However, the Ksav Sofer over here, and also Rabbi Yonasan Abishitz in two of his Svarim, in the Tumim, Simin Mem Hei, Sifkatan Yud Dalid, and in his Sefer Bnei Ahuva, in Hilchas Gerushin, Perek Tes, Halacha Chav Tes, they both say, the Ksav Sofer and Rabbi Yonasan Abishitz both say, that the Rambam holds, not like our Gemara, that as long as you have one Yisrael and one Kusi signed, since we know that they sign only in front of each other, therefore, that's good enough. The Yisrael would not have signed together on the same shtar with the Kusi unless he knew that the Kusi was an Ish Neman. Even if the Yisrael does not let the Kusi sign ahead of him, as long as he is signing Ze Bifnei Ze, that he's signing one of the signatures and the Kusi is signing the other signature on this get, that would be good enough. And they bring that the Yerushalmi says such a thing, the Ramban and other Yishayinim bring from the Yerushalmi, that this Umdana is B'chol Eifen, any time that the Yisrael is signed together with the Kusi, and it doesn't make a difference, Mi Baroish, doesn't make a difference who signed first. And therefore, even though the Bavli says not like that, but we find in a number of places that the Rambam paskins like Yerushalmi is over the Bavli. See, for example, the Ravid in Hilchas Kriyashma, Perek Gimel Halacha Vav, the Ravid says that the derech of the Rambam is to paskin like the Yerushalmi, and the Vilna Gaon and the Bi'ur HaGra in a number of places says the same thing, that the derech of the Rambam is to paskin like the Yerushalmi, and that's why the Rambam there in Hilchas Avodim does not say that the Hechsher is only if the Kusi is signed first. However, the Ksav Sofer and Rabbi Yonasan Avishitz over there in the Tumim and in the Bnei Ahuva ask another kasha on the Rambam, and that is that our Gemara said that the Lashon of the Rambam and that halacha is that the way the get and the Shtar Shechur is kosher if you have Eid Echad Yisrael and Eid Echad Kusi is Vuhu Sheyia Kusi Chaver. This is if the Kusi is a Chaver. And that's L'chayra Tmiya. If we know that the Kusi is a Chaver, then even if there's two Kusim on it, it should be good. If we know that he's a Chaver, then even two Kusim should be kosher. And even Bishar Shtaris, it should be kosher. Our Gemara says that it's only with one Eid Kusi, and only by a Get and a Shtar Shechur, because we don't know for sure that he's a Chaver. We only know it because of the Umdana that the Yisrael let him sign together with him. But why does the Rambam say, V'hu Sheyi HaKusi Chaver? The Pischei Tshuva in Yerideya Simin Reish Samach Zayin Sifkatan Tes brings a clever thought in the name of Gadol Echad, that when the Rambam says V'hu Sheyi Akusi Chaver, it was really Rashi Tevois. He doesn't mean that the Kusi has to be a Chaver. It really stands for V'hu Sheyi Akusi Chasum Bereish. The word Chaver is supposed to have the two Shtrichelach, and the Ches Beis Reish stands for Chasum Bereish. So V'hu Sheyi Akusi Chasum Bereish, and that answers all the kashas. It doesn't mean that there's an umdana that the Kusi is a Chaver. It means V'hu Sheyi Akusi Chasum Bereish, then by a get, and specifically if there's 1/8 kusi, then we have an umdana that he is taka a chaver. But that's why it's only by get and not by shar shtaras, and only by 1 kusi and not by 2 kusim. And the truth is that that answers the Lecha Mishnah's kasha as well. The Lecha Mishnah asked, why doesn't the Rambam say that you need a tanai that the kusi is chasim b'raish? And the Ksav Sefer and the Tumim, the Bnei Ahuva, they said that maybe the Rambam doesn't hold like that. The Rambam holds like the Yerushalmi. According to this thought, when the Rambam says, v'husha yeakusi chaver, he really said, v'husha yeakusi chasim b'raish, which is the tanai that it says in our Gemara. However, even though that is a nice pilpul, it's definitely not the pashup shot in the Rambam. If the Rambam says v'husha yeakusi chaver, and he doesn't bring down the tanai of chasim b'raish, and the pshat being because he holds like the Yerushalmi that we don't need that the kusi be chasim b'raish. So what's pshat v'husha yeakusi chaver? So the Ksav Sofer and Rabbi Yonis and Abe should say that all the Rambam means you have to say is not that there is an umdana that he is a chaver, but it has to be that with this umdana of the Yisrael allowing him to sign together with him, we can assume that the kusi is a chaver. In other words, it can't be that we know biyadia or have an umdana that this kusi is not a chaver. It has to be that we just don't know anything about this kusi, and therefore once we see that the Yisrael let him sign first or let him sign together with him altogether, so then we can have an umdana that the kusi is a chaver. So when the Rambam says v'hu sheyia kusi chaver, it doesn't mean that we know beforehand that he's a chaver. It means that we're talking about a situation that with the Yisrael allowing him to sign together with him, then we can assume an umdana that the kusi is a chaver. So la'olam, it can only work by a get and shtar shichur, not by shar shtaras, and it can only work with 1 kusi and not by 2 kusim, because we're not talking about a case that the kusi is a chaver. What it means is that we're able to assume this umdana because the kusi is signed together with the Yisrael, that shows us that this kusi is a chaver, and that's why the get and the shtar shichur are kosher. The Mishnah on Amud Beis says that shtarais ha'olim ba'arkoi shel oivdei kechavim that have goyish's signatures on it are kosher shtarais, except for gitei nashim and shichuri avadim. And the Gemara asks that the lashon of the Mishnah is mashma that the shtarei mamoin are kosher not just by shtarei mecher, but even by shtarei matana. Shtarei mecher, we understand, if there's an umdana that they're telling the truth because they don't want to jeopardize their reputation. So we say that lo yavi mari nafshayu, and therefore they could be kosher. But shtarei matana, b'maiko konile, lav b'hai shtara, v'hai shtara chaspa ba'almohu. So the Gemara understands, according to the Ran and the Ritva and most Rishonim, that there's a difference between shtari raya and shtari kinyan. By a shtar mecher, that's a shtar raya. The ikar kinyan was done with the money. And therefore, a shtar raya, goyim could be kosher on such shtarais if there's an umdana that they're telling the truth. But a shtar matana, which is a shtar kinyan, there it's a chaspa ba'alma. What's the pshat in the difference between shtari raya and shtari kinyan? So it's really tali on the two shitas harishainim that we have in the sugya. Toisvis on daftes amid beis, and over here in the sugya, dibur ha-maschil chaspa ba'alma, and the toisvis harash and the ran, they all hold that goyim are really pasul le'edus min ha-Torah. Since it says in the Torah, sheker ona ba'achiv, only a yid is kasha le'edus, a goy is pasul le'edus. However, the Mordechai in Remez, shinchav dalid, and the Hagois Ashri bring in the name of the Sefer HaChachma and Rabbeinu Yakar that Goyim are really kosher le'edus min ha-Torah. If we have an umdana that they're telling the truth as we do by Shtarei Arkois, then they're kosher le'edus min ha-Torah. According to the first Shita, that Goyim are pasul le'edus min ha-Torah, so the Ran explains that the Pshan in this Gemara is that by Shtarei Raya we have a takonas chachamim to believe them. As the Toisa Rosh explains on Daftes Amid Beis, that this is a takona sashuk, because we have to do business with Goyim. Therefore, the Chachamim instituted a takona that will be able to rely on the edus of Goyim. in their shtarei raya, in order that we should be able to rely on such shtarais. However, since me'ikar hadin, the gavra is a pasala aid, therefore on a shtar kinyan, like a shtar matana, we can't rely on such a shtar. As Tosfos says on Daf Tes Amud Beis, harei ein kan shtar. Lamaisa, there is no shtar. The shtar becomes kosher through its edim, and a guy is really a pasala aid. So according to this first shita, that goyim are pasul le'edus min ha-toira, the difference between shtar raya and shtar kinyan is that a shtar kinyan is a chaspa ba'alma, ein kan shtar. By a shtar raya, it will be nemun because of a takonas chachamim, and that's the difference that the Gemara makes between shtarei mecher and shtarei matana. According to the second shita, the shita of the Sefer HaChochma and Rabbeinu Yakar, when there is no chshash meshaker, goyim are kosher le'edus min ha-toira. So the Gemara means that in shtarei arkois, where there is no chshash meshaker, we understand that by a shtar mecher, by a shtar raya, we'll be able to believe them. Not mitzad takonas chachamim, mitzad ikar adin min ha-toira, we'll be able to believe them. The question is, what does the Gemara mean when the Gemara says that by a matana, you're coined it with this shtar, fahai shtara chaspa ba'almahu. What does that mean? The shtar is a piece of pottery, a piece of chaspa. V'chayra, that means that the goyim are pasul le'edus. But these rishonim hold that goyim are kosher le'edus. So what does it mean that the shtar is a chaspa ba'alma? So we mentioned in yesterday's shir that the tumim in simin samaches, sifkatan ches, and the ktsois in simin samaches, Sifkat and Aleph explain that according to this shita that goyim are kosher le'edus min ha-toira, the reason why by a shtar kinyan the Gemara says it's a chas ba'alma is because goyim are not b'toiras kinyan shtar. Based on Tosis and Kedushin, Daf Yudalad Amid Beis, in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, that goyim don't have kinyan shtar. Therefore, the Gemara is asking that if they're not b'toiras, they don't have the halacha of kinyan shtar on their own. So therefore, when they're signed on our shtarais, and a goy is the edus on the shtar, it's going to be pasul le'edus, even though goyim are be'etzem kosher le'edus when there is no chash meshaker. But in a shtar kinyan, they're not going to be able to be edim because they're not b'toiras kinyan shtar. And the Tosa Rosh here in our sugya mentions such a shita, such a pshat in the Gemara, that goyim ain't on b'toiras kinyan shtar, and therefore they'll be pasul on the shtar kinyan. This is all based on the simple pshat in the Gemara, like the Ran and the Ritva, that when the Gemara differentiates between a shtar matana and a shtar mecher, the main difference is that a shtar mecher is a shtar raya. That's why the Gemara understood that goyim that are signed in the shtaris that come from the arkois shel goyvde kechavim will be kosher. And a shtar matana is a shtar kinyan. And therefore, by a shtar kinyan, it's a chaspa ba'alma. Either me'ikar hadin, it's a chaspa ba'alma, because goyim are pasul le'edus min ha-toira, or it's a chaspa ba'alma because they're not b'toiras kinyan shtar, even though they would be kosher le'edus min ha-toira, but not on a shtar kinyan, because they are ain't a b'toiras kinyan shtar. However, there's a new mahalach, a different mahalach in the Gemara, that's learned from the words of the Rambam, in Hilchos Malva V'loive, Perechov Zayin Halacha Aleph, and in Pirish HaMishnayis over here, the Rambam says that shtarei hoida'os, a shtar that's written, that documents that someone was moida to someone else, that he sold him his karka, or that he owes him money, that shtar is like a shtar matana, which is possible if the chosmeyan are oivdei kechavim. If you have goyim signed on such a shtar hoida, then it would be possible, similar to a shtar matana, and not like a shtar mecher. The Kesef Mishnah is matmiya. According to the Pasuk Pshat in our Gemara, the Gemara differentiates between a shtar kinyan and a shtar raya. That a shtar raya, the goyim anemon meyikar adin, and a shtar kinyan not. Shtarei hoidois are in the category of a shtar raya, because it's just documenting a fact that it's the kinyan is not taking place through the shtar. It's just a raya to the fact that that the person was moide, that he sold a certain piece of land. So therefore, according to the Pasha Pshat in this Gemara, Shtarei Hoidois, Goyim should be kosher on, Me'ikar Adin. Why does the Rambam say that Goyim are pasul, that the Shtar is pasul, if it's a Shtar Hoidah that's signed by Goyim? So in the Bir Hagra, in Choshen Mishpat Simin Samaches, Sivkotan Tezvav, he comes up with a Chiddush that the Rambam learned our Gemara differently. That when the Gemara differentiates between shtar mecher and shtar matana, it's not because the difference is a shtar raya and a shtar kinyan. The Rambam holds that the whole umdana, that a goy would not jeopardize his reputation, and therefore there's an umdana that he's neman by shtarei arkois, that's only when there is a transfer of money. When there's a transfer of money, like a mechira, al maisa godol kazeh, on a big maisa that deals with money, loy mari nafshayu, that they're going to make sure to keep their reputation intact. That's what the Gemara means. Bishlama shtarei mecher. A shtar mecher, there's money. Ki yoev zuzi kamayu hudekana. Once there's money being transferred, then there's a umdana that the guy is telling the truth. And that's taka meduyik in the Lashon HaGemara, that the Gemara says, di'i lo yoev zuzi kamayu, loy have mari nafshayu. If the money wasn't given in front of them, they wouldn't be mari nafshayu. Says the Vilna Gaon, the Rambam learns that kipshutoi, that the umdana is only built on the fact that there was a yoev zuzi kamayu, that there was a transfer of money. However, by a shtar matana, the main problem is not because it's a shtar kinyan. By a shtar matana, there's no money being transferred. It's a shtar that documents a matana. And the kinyan is being done with that shtar. But the point is that there is no money bichlal, and therefore there's no umdana even that they're telling the truth. And if there's no umdana that the guy is telling the truth, he remains pasul eidus. And that's meduyik taka in the Lashon HaRambam, when the Rambam says that that he's nemon, that goyim are nemon on a shtar mecher. The Rambam in that halacha on Hilchas Malva V'loiva says, v'hu sheyitein hamois bifneim. He says that dafka, if you give the money in front of them. If that's the case, says the Vilna Gaon, we understand why by shtarei hoidois, the Rambam says that it's similar to a shtar matana, that he's not nemon. Because even though a shtar hoida is a shtar raya, it's not a shtar kinyan, still a guy will be pasul eidus because there is no transfer of money. The shtar hoida just documents that the person was maida, that a certain transaction was done. But once there is no yov zuzi kamayu, therefore the goyim would not be nemon. Comes out very meduyik then why the Gemara differentiates between shtar mecher and shtar matana. Because mecher is a sale that has money, and matana does not have money. The Ran and the Ritva are bothered why the Gemara talks about shtar mecher and shtar matana. Let's just say shtar raya and shtar kinyan. And the Ran and the Ritva say that in a chanami it's lav davka. If you have a shtar mecher, which was a shtar kinyan, that the kinyan was done not with the money that's being paid, but the kinyan was done with the actual shtar, then the Gemara would be asking that it's a chaspa ba'alma. But according to the Rambam, by a shtar mecher, the point is not that it's a shtar raya, and by shtar matana, that it's a shtar kinyan. The point is that when it's a mecher, then there's yoav zuzi kamayu, then there's an umdana that he's telling the truth. Whereas if it's a shtar matana that didn't involve a transfer of money, then there is no umdana, and that's why the Gemara says that it's a chaspa ba'alma. Today we're zoicha to have a sefer called the Chidushei Hari Almandri of Rabbi Yehuda Almandri, one of the early Rishonim, and he brings in our sugya that the Rimi Gash says this pshat beferish. He brings in the name of the Rimi Gash that shtarei matonis and shtarei hoidois v'chol ma'ide domiluhu, and any shtar that's similar to those shtarois, the lo yohev zuzi kamayu, that there is no transfer of money, psulim ninu, the goyim are pasul, the loy mehemni arkois kabon, the arkois are not nemon for us, ela b'ma'ide ispe matan zuzi kamayu, only when there is a matan zuzi, when there's a transfer of money. That's what he brings in the name of the Rimi Gash, so it would be a smuchim gedolim to the pshat of the Bir Hagra, who says that the Rambam learns this way in the Gemara. The Rambam, after all, was a Talmud of the Rimi Gash. It's mistaber that he's going like the Mahalach of his Rebbe, the Rimi Gash, this pshat in the Gemara. The Imre Moshe in Siman Tes Zayin Ois Gimel says, according to this Bir Hagra's pshat in the Rambam, the way the Rambam understood our Gemara, we have a new answer to the Kasha on the Sefer HaChochma and Rabbeinu Yakar. We mentioned before that according to their opinion, that goyim are kosher le'edus min ha-Torah, when there is no chash meshaker. So what is the Gemara asking? That it's a chaspa ba'alma. Bishlama, according to the Shita of Toisvis and the Toisa Rosh and the Ran, goyim apostle le'edus min ha-Torah. They're only nemun b'takonas chachamim by shtarei raya. But by shtar kinyan, harei ein kan shtar. Since they be'etzim are pasul eidus, there's no shtar. But according to these, we shine them that the eidim that are goyim are kosher min ha-Torah, if there is no chash meshaker. So what's the Gemara asking that by shtar kinyan it's a chaspa ba'alma? And we have to say the pshat of the tumim and the ktsois, that the Gemara means to say that there ain't on b'toras kinyan shtar. And then you're meshabed these, we shine them to hold like that Rabbeinu Tam, that goyim don't have kinyan shtar. Says the Imrei Moshe, it could be that the Sefer HaChochma and Rabbeinu Yochar learned like this pshat in the sugya that the Vilna Gaon says, Bidas HaRambam. And then the Gemara is asking beautifully, that Bishlama by Shtarei Mecher, Einach Hanami, when there's Yoav Zuzik Hamayu, then there's an Umdana that they're telling the truth. If that's the case, they're Taka Kosher La'edus Men HaTaira. But by a shtar matana where there is no transfer of money, hashtar is chaspa ba'alma. Why? We asked if the goyim are kosher la'edus min ha-Torah when there is no chshash meshaker. The answer is, yeah, but over here there is a chshash meshaker. Only by a maisa gadol when there's a transfer of money, then there is no chshash meshaker. But by a shtar matana where there is no transfer of money, there's taka a chshash meshaker. Then the goyim are pasul la'edus. The question that we asked before was all assuming that anything that goes on by Arkois, it's loy mari nafshayu, there's no chshash meshaker. If that's the case, they're kosher la'edus min ha-Torah, according to the Sefer HaChochma and Rabbeinu Yochar. So then why does the Gemara say it's a chasva ba'alma? You have to come up with a new svara that there ain't a b'tayras kinyan shtar. But if these Rishonim learned, like the Vilna Gaon's pshat in the Rambam, that when there is no transfer of money, then we don't say the svara of lo yav amar nafshayu, then we go back to the chshash meshaker, then we understand beautifully that the Gemara is saying that a shtar, ha'oilam ba'arkois, if it's a shtar matana where there is no transfer of money, hai shtar chaspa ba'almuhu, because in such a case where there is no umdana that they're telling the truth, then the goyim remain pasul le'edus min ha-Tayra, even according to the shita of the Sefer HaChochma Rabbeinu Yochar. They only said that goyim akosha le'edus min ha-Tayra in a case where there is no chshash meshaker, but according to this pshat, there still is a chshash meshaker any time there is lo yoav zuzi kamayu, and that's why by a shtar matana the Gemara says plainly that the shtar is a chaspa ba'alma.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.